4 weeks ago today, U.S. forces entered Baghdad, rushing past the remnants of the battered Iraqi Republican Guard. The old regime took flight, leaving behind the odd sniper, the chaos of looting, the toppling of statues, and the uncertainty of what lay ahead. 4 weeks is the bat of an eyelash in the history of a nation, but 4 weeks without water or power can be an eternity. In this segment of our program, three glimpses of life today in post-war Iraq from reporters in three regions of the country. We start in the north in Sulaymaniyah with Babak Deganpisha of Newsweek, who has traveled to a number of cities in that multi-ethnic part of the country. Babak Deganpisha, to what extent has daily life returned to something we could call normal in the cities that you've seen?
Well, I think the North in general has been, a lot better off than some of the incidents that have taken place in the South. One thing to remember is that, the Kurdish North was more or less out of Saddam Hussein's control. So, services like electricity and water weren't disrupted in places like Soleimani and Arbil. Places like Kirkuk, where there was combat that took place and Saddam soldiers were pushed out. Things have improved greatly in terms of security. U.S. forces patrol the streets regularly, and electricity and water have returned. It's not completely normal, but things definitely have improved over the past month.
Do people go to work? Do children go to school? Does a morning look like a morning in a normal country?
Morning looks like a morning, not completely normalized yet. People are more looking for jobs. They're not returning to their old jobs. At the central government every day, there are dozens of people to show up to ask for jobs, to get their complaints out there. And, to the extent they can, these complaints are being handled. Schools haven't completely opened, particularly the university in Kirkuk is not open. And I have talked to some students who are, eager to get back to their studies.
In the city of Kirkuk, as Saddam Hussein's regime was collapsing, ethnic Kurds who had been pushed out in previous years in favor of Arabs were coming back and pushing some of the Arabs out. Is that sort of thing still going on?
It is to some extent. It has been, this is one area where the U.S. actually has been quite successful in around Kirkuk. Within the city of Kirkuk, there's one neighborhood called Qadisiyah, which, new Arab settlers had been brought in starting in the early 80s or even prior to that. But, the U.S. has done a good job of going in there and making sure that the intimidation has decreased.
And do you have a sense that the war is over in Tikrit as well?
The war is over, but Tikrit is definitely a very tense city. It's one of the only places where you can still see Saddam portraits completely undamaged. And, a lot of Saddam's military was populated by officers from that region. So things are still tense in Tikrit.
And the city of Mosul, I guess the largest city in that part of the country, how would you describe the situation there?
Things are calm. The U.S. has, done a good job of, securing things in recent weeks, and that's, again, by just showing their presence, doing patrols and things like that. As you probably remember, in the early days, Mosul was one of the more tense cities in the north, but that definitely has improved in the past couple of weeks, I would say. And the good sign of that is the mayoral election that was held in Mosul earlier this week.
Babak, thank you very much for describing the situation in the north of Iraq for us.
Thank you.
Babak Deganpisha of Newsweek magazine speaking to us from Sulaymaniyah.